The Chicago lakefront is one of the city's greatest prides, full of beautiful walks, places to hang out, and, of course, to swim in. For many lab students, the lakefront is an iconic location to meet friends, to play and relax on the century-old limestone blocks lining the shore. Peter Cox is one of these people.
I like to go for walks at the lakefront, and also during the summer or whenever the weather is permitting, I like to swim off the point.
These limestone blocks that are so inviting to many come with a serious drawback. Slowly, they are eroding, causing flooding that can reach up to the Lakeshore Drive during a heavy storm, and have rendered a section of the bike path completely unusable. The Chicago Park District tried to renovate the lakefront by Hyde Park several years ago, and was met with serious backlash from patrons of the Promontory Point and other popular locations. Recently, however, the level of the lake has risen dramatically, and sections of the trail have begun to completely collapse. Hit hard by the pandemic, the park district was forced to find a quick solution to the erosion, and began dumping gravel and cement over a swath of the lakefront, rendering spots frequented by Hyde Parkers, like Pebble Beach, unrecognizable. While some denizens of the lake are frustrated, others are more afraid of the erosion. Peter Cox again.
I would say it sucks, but what are you going to do? Letting the lakefront erode now so that we can have a more like scenic enjoyment of it in the short term is probably not the most intelligent choice.
No matter where you stand on the development of the lakefront, soon these new changes, so divisive and upsetting, will fade away in most people's memory. As frustrated as so many people are over the slow modernization of the Southside lakefront, the things that people value most are not the paths that you take, but the people that you swim with, the Sapphire Lake, and the breeze at your back keeping you cool. The UI Midway, I'm Eric Grauman.